From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The U.S. House Intelligence Committee has released a memo that outlines allegations by Republicans that FBI investigators abused their powers in a probe of the Russian meddling during the 2016 presidential elections.
President Trump agreed to declassify the Republican memo over the objections of both the Justice Department and the FBI. Trump said in a tweet that allegations in the memo showed that top law enforcement officials politicized the Russia probe. The Republican memo alleges that the decision to put Trump campaign associate Carter Page under surveillance was largely based on information gathered by a source funded by Democrats. For their part, Democrats condemned the release of the memo and said Republicans had selected certain facts in a bid to help the president and undermine the Russia probe led by special counsel Robert Mueller. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
In an effort to deter nuclear attacks, the Pentagon has released its 2018 Nuclear Posture Review, which showcases its nuclear capabilities and current arsenal. U.S. President Donald Trump said he ordered Defense Secretary Jim Mattis to conduct the Nuclear Posture Review within days of taking office. As part of his Latin tour, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is speaking in Mexico and said that immigrants bring enormous value to the U.S., but added the U.S. government lacks good discipline in regulating who enters the country to live. Before embarking on his trip, he delivered a speech in the state of Texas, during which he warned that China and Russia are assuming alarming roles in Latin America, especially in the area of trade. After meeting in Mexico City with Mexico's foreign secretary, he said that the U.S. has put many mechanisms in place. This is VOA News. President Trump spoke in the Oval Office on Friday with a group of North Koreans who had escaped. Those defectors thanked Mr. Trump for highlighting North Korean human rights abuses. President told the defectors and reporters he had just spoken with key Asian leaders regarding North Korea.
Before we start, I just had a phone call with the president of South Korea, President Moon, and they are in dialogue, at least as it concerns the Olympics, and that's a good thing, not a bad thing. And we had a great call. I also spoke to Prime Minister Abe of Japan, and we also had a very good call. So it's a very tricky situation. We're going to find out how it goes, but we think the Olympics will go very nicely. And after that, who knows? We'll find out. We're going to find out pretty soon, I suspect.
A state of war has technically persisted on the Korean Peninsula since 1953, when the armies of China and North Korea signed an armistice with the United States and United Nations Command, which had defended the South during a three-year war. Australia wants to sell more of its military technology and hardware, including armored vehicles and surveillance systems. It currently sells about $1.6 billion worth of weapons each year and is ranked 20th in a global list of arms exporters, but it has ambitions to break into the top 10.
Australian Minister for Defence Industry Christopher Pyne says the plan could create tens of thousands of jobs. He says it will also boost international peacekeeping efforts.
Our primary market is New Zealand, Canada, the UK and the United States. That is where the vast majority of our effort will be placed and has been placed. We need a strong alliances with those kinds of countries, with the capabilities that we need militarily to ensure that we maintain peace in the world. I don't think anybody would question our role in places like Iraq and Syria most recently.
The plan has been anticipated since mid-2017, when Pyne said he wanted to sell more Australian-made weapons overseas.
That's Phil Mercer reporting for VOA in Sydney. And according to news agency AFP, Moscow Saturday denounced the bellicose and anti-Russian nature of new U.S. nuclear policies, warning it would take necessary measures to ensure its own security. The bellicose and anti-Russian nature of this document is obvious, according to the foreign ministry. The Pentagon Friday revealed plans to revamp its nuclear arsenal, largely in response to Russian actions in recent years. The United Nations is implementing new steps to protect its staff from sexual harassment in the workplace and hold perpetrators accountable. The organization announced the new initiative in the wake of growing international movements to hold accountable perpetrators of sexual misconduct. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.